Okay, so the main reason why I'm waiting 27 days is because it really sticks it to somebody who thinks that I'm just dragging my feet in order to make them feel bad. At this point, I am. I certainly would have been doing things sooner, but nobody told me what was going on, even though I was asking. And then, as I recall, I was supposed to be a patsy, and I was supposed to be dead by now. And then people are really just mad that I didn't let them kill me and put me into a chicken. I don't know if that was something that was actually going to happen, but that was the fucking story they told each other. And then instead of that, I decided to not be killed and played like a bitch. Not that that didn't sound like a fun time to be put into a bird with my sweetie, but my sweetie would get pushed around by like 8 or 9 secret dudes and shit. And then, ew. And then I don't know which sweetie I'd like to talk to because I don't know how many of them are still alive. And then I didn't mean to hurt those guys' feelings, but maybe they shouldn't have watched me put my dick into a bunch of women who were pretending to be one of them for 4.5 years before bothered to set me up for a ambush that they expected me to die on. And then that's entrapment. And then rather than expect a prosecution, I'm just enjoying the show. Because reasons. I did this. It'll be over soon. I think it's working out okay. I didn't know it was so important. Wow. Yeah, it's real important, all right. And then it'll be okay. Yeah. And I'm not sure exactly who it was who has the robot that says, "Get a job, nigger." And then I'm not sure who it was who said, "Obey our demands or you'll never see your stuff again." I don't know who these people are, but it's not funny. And, can't they just drone these people? And then why do people get to take my stuff and then use it as bait? How come they took my truck to Oregon? Okay, so here's why. It's because it's a rogue team of dudes who are, it's like the A-team except less effective than they should be because they're batshit crazy insane and they're having to come out of the hills because they're all running out of the real thing and then nobody on the planet can make the real thing anymore, whatever the fuck the real thing is. I'm not addicted to that kind of stuff. I didn't really know there were gradations of real thing, but apparently being chemically dependent on something that you can't make anymore because the laws of physics have changed, apparently that's a real inconvenient thing for some people, especially when they tried to get away with all kinds of fucking nonsense and then thought I was kidding. No, they're caught. I don't know how exactly the divine handles this shit, but yeah, I don't know exactly what's going on, but I know what's not happening. Somebody who has my shit isn't calling me and saying that they're sorry and then bringing me my shit. They are instead coming into my home while I'm gone and rummaging around things. Wow. Guess I should have had cameras installed. And then I guess nobody can be bothered to tell me who does this. Is it a poltergeist? Okay, well, It's interesting what people will do when they're batshit crazy insane. Since, I don't know how it gets there, but I'm pretty sure the Burlington Municipal Court wants to know what the fuck's going on. And then this box of hefty garbage bags that's been moved to the chair. Apparently somebody thinks that I need to clean up their mess. And the reason why they think that is because they want to arrest me for destruction of evidence. They're that desperate. So, I'm going to point out that I'm pretty fucking tired of my shit getting stolen. And if anybody would like to say, "It's the company you keep," or that it's a result of my lifestyle choices, I'd like to point out that's pretty fucking far over the line of people's job duties. I'd like to know who decided that they were going to be so helpful and make sure that they fucked up my life while trying to claim that they were protecting it. I don't know exactly how serious it is, but I do have people for that. Yeah. I don't like getting lied to. I don't like being told by Shekinah Godbolt that she's going to do something and then not do it. I don't like not knowing who these people are. I don't like my fucking shit getting fucking stolen. Especially since it was supposed to really fuck me up. Is it a state of emergency? Is there something about me that's such a existential threat that they got to break the law and violate the Constitution to keep me from doing something they've been doing for years and didn't want me to know about? Who the fuck are these people? Number one, Belgab. Number two, caught. Number three, I did it. Number four, that's my job. Number five, I don't know what's going to happen when I go to court, but I'll do whatever they tell me. I don't care. And then whoever's not allowed to talk to me while the court's still got that thing going, well, I don't care. I don't care. And then people who are trying to juice up my friends and make me feel bad about not getting to put my dick in them. Yeah, I don't want to put my dick in anybody anyway. I need to break up with the other one or rescue her. And then people who are deliberately not telling me the truth because they think that's the right thing to do. No, you're just scared. And yeah, you want me to get a job breaking down boxes behind the Safeway for 12 to 14 hours a day? You want me to be a drug addict? No, I have other plans. Who the fuck are any of you to fucking tell me what my plans are? You had your chance to fucking collab with me. I got other plans. And every time they start get going, a bunch of dudes steal my shit. Over and over and over. You know, it's a little awkward. And yet people are still telling me to get a job. Now, I don't know who does that on purpose. But it seems like their script isn't working too well. Since all this is done is just allow me to just pretend to be enraged. But seriously, hiring a lawyer. Not yet. Not yet. It's probably because I don't need one. And also, what the fuck? Why does somebody call me up out of nowhere and tell me that if I murder them, I'm going to go to prison? That's weird. Why would she think that I wanted to murder her? Huh. Well, I don't get to find out because I can't drive there, can't call there. And when I called the police to do a welfare check, they didn't answer me. So that tells me that it's none of my business, which makes sense. Yeah. Still haven't put my dick in her anus. And then I don't know why people gotta be mean to me, but I think it's because they're all a bunch of butthurt Leos that have never gotten caught for anything before. And up till now, they just thought I was an idiot. No, I'm a genius. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know exactly what's going on. That's because I don't want to know. And for the last 3.5 fucking years, these fucking hooligans doing whatever they thought was best were doing shitloads of drugs and then claiming that I was not equipped, not qualified. A menace. Now that this has been seen, I get a real kick out of ignoring the instructions from people who think that they need to scream at me. Because they're screaming because I get to do what I'm doing. And then they, well, they did it a lot before. I guess only they got to do it. And now they, well, I don't know what the fuck they do. Steal my shit. And mysteriously don't want to talk about what the fuck they did for years. That's too bad. Confession's good for the soul. Now, that's my job. I don't even know which of them I would talk to first, but I'd like to break up with the one that's claiming that they're married to me. I'd like my money. And then if anybody wants to help with that, they can come pick me up. But I guess not, because I guess it's complicated. And then in the meantime, how many imposters? I don't fucking care. Gee, I wonder what's going on. Why would a person who ghosted me call me and then demand to tell me that if I murder her, I'm going to go to prison for life? No, I'm not going to murder her. No. So I wonder what's being told to her. I wonder why she'd flip out. Damn. I wonder why she keeps on going to the psych ward. And then I don't wonder why I went once. Because it's a fucking gang of fucking thugs stealing my shit. You guys going to do anything about it? Yeah, you're going to point and laugh. because I got them. Pretty effective too. Now, I'd like to point out, this didn't have to take so many years. Somebody just had to tell me that there was a problem. So, whoever's in charge of my communications, you know, maybe they could lose a car or two. Now, I don't know who's not informing me of what I need to know, but they're pretty much in charge of my life and my future, because if the story isn't fucking good, I'm not going to like people anymore. It's already a struggle. Like, what the fuck does everybody think they're doing? Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. Okay, you've been doing this for a long time, and nobody ever woke up in the middle or something. I don't know. I don't mean to ruin your fucking day, but I'm not Harry Potter. Don't want to be a wizard. Didn't want to do any of this. But her name was Jewel, and I don't care if these batshit crazy dingbats are a pain in the ass now. They probably shouldn't have been trafficked into arrangements with people who were interested in getting them off my hands. And then I don't know what the fuck's going on with that, but I'd like to point out, sure, his shit hasn't worked. So. Do I sound like I'm in projection? Probably not. Do I sound like I'm in denial? No. I'm really enjoying this, and this will be the last month that I have to deal with this crap, since pretty sure I have to get a lawyer at some point. And then I'd like to talk to Grapefruit, but I can't, because I guess her secret husbands, or she hasn't got orders, or some kind of fucked off thing involving important stuff. So I'm just going to wait patiently. Not being quiet about it, because I'm a citizen. And then I don't know who the fuck thinks I should be quiet about it. I'm trying not to listen to people anymore, unless they're giving me money or something. I don't fucking know. One heartbeat away from Cuckoo's Nest. Sure, why not do that? Why not? Why not decide to do that? Why not plan it out? Oh my God. Well, it took the bait and my computer, and then acted like I'm some kind of an idiot for expecting my shit because they think I'm some drug addict in denial. No, I'm really not. Yeah, I don't care what they do. Anybody want to know what's going on? Oh, that's right. Doctor, patient, confidentiality, attorney, client, privilege. I'm the patsy, and then I guess the Constitution guarantees the right to him being innocent until proven guilty for another 27 days. I don't know why these are lining up this way, but I think it has something to do with him trying to fucking kill me, take all my fucking money for fucking years. Okay, sure. Now, I don't know why this is happening, but I do know that it's not my area. And if anybody needs help, y'all can get me on the phone or something, or talk to me, or I don't know what, something normal, since, I'm not to be trifled with, click.